AM 1300 KGLO, good morning. It is time to welcome Lark Drakestad into the studio. And Lark, how are you today?
Great. It's beautiful. It's cool. But there's no wind right now.
So uh-huh.
That's a good thing.
I saw your note, too, that the islands are calling.
Oh, well, you got it.
I did get your note. Yeah, it looks like there's a picture. It looks like a beach and vacation destination.
Yeah, exactly. One of my caregiving patients shared with me that there should be a place called Caregiver Island. It is a restful, traffic place without telephones, guilt, or decision-making dilemmas. Her care role is the legal guardian. While she doesn't, you know, really actually provide hands-on care, assist, she has 24/7 mental duty for a relative in a long-term care center.
Wow. Yeah. Whether you're the day-to-day caregiver or the person with primary responsibility for emotional and practical support, it's essential that you get some time off. You got to refresh yourself. You got to feel better.
It's just like, you know, anything else. Don't want to burn out.
No.
Summertime.
Okay.
Now, let's think about this. A time for vacations, barbecues, baseball, Tim.
Baseball.
Fireworks and friends. And according to an ARB, ARRP blog, it can also be a particularly stressful time for caregivers. I might add caregivers of all ages. Mom and dads who have children with special needs are also in this category.
Oh, certainly. Yeah. Although we dream of walks on the beach or vacationing in the Bahamas, most times we sacrifice those dreams to stay home with those we love and care for. Getting that all-important R&R time, or maybe that's R&R time.
Triple R.
Yeah, recoup, rewind, and rest. It's really important for caregivers because of the 24/7 schedules and the stress overload.
It's amazing. Really amazing. Plan ahead. And if you don't mark your vacation on your calendar, circle and star it. It won't happen. Start with that and then go to your family members, friends, and others to put together a plan you feel comfortable with while you're away.
Taking a break from caregiving is not selfish. It is
practical.
Practical. Think of it like a car that can't run on empty. Neither can we.
Right.
We have to fill the tank to create the energy to keep bouncing right back there for the loved ones.
That's right. And if you can't hit the islands, we have local options for respite, like the Salvation Army Adult Day Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
Whether living alone and socially isolated or having a loved one who cares for them who needs a break, this Mason City program offers an opportunity for socialization, meaningful activities, assistance with walking, feeding, toileting, nutritional meals and snacks, and exercises, and healthcare money. They have a part-time nurse there that really is very helpful.
Yes, no question about that. They're open Monday through Fridays with full-time, part-time, or half-days available, payment options available, sliding scale fees, Medicaid waivers, long-term care insurances, veterans benefits, free trial day is available. And for information, you can contact the Adult Day Health Center at 424-0800, or it's the Salvation Army's website, which is saadultday.org.
Right.
saadultday.org.
And you also can go to North Iowa Sage Link, and we have a special link that I personally went through and updated all the addresses so they're current. It's really, really a wonderful opportunity for a respite. This quote is perfect for a real or substitute caregiver island. The cure for anything is salt water, sweat, tears, or the sea.
Uh-huh. And then...
Dibblane, boss.
The little guy.
Oh, yeah. The love boat memories, right?
That's right.
Oh, my. That's fun stuff.
And then, you know, that they actually have caregiving cruises.
Do they?
Yep. You plan ahead, and it's kind of a fellowship social context where you sail with other caregivers.
Nice.
Kind of cool.
Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Lark, again, how do they get in touch with information?
NorthIowaSageLink.com. And, you know, it's just a click away. So 24/7, it's there to help you.
That's our Caregiver Corner for this week. Thanks, Lark.
Thank you.
Tim Fleming on AM 1300, KGLO.